From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk told WTIP the 4th of July weekend was a busy one, as have been the past 30 days.
It was a fairly busy weekend. Obviously it started Friday and July 1st and kind of went through July 4th Monday, and I was checking, we had 71 calls for service over the weekend, which is a pretty steady weekend. And I had some arrests. We had a DUI, gross misdemeanor DUI arrest. We had a theft up at Crescent Lake Campground that involved a felony theft, and that gentleman was arrested. And I think he stole some GPS units out of another campsite, et cetera. And then we had a domestic also. On Monday evening, there was an arrest made. And then, of course, we had that quick storm that moved through Friday night, and didn't last very long, but it had some high winds, packed a little punch, had a lot of lightning, and we discovered Saturday morning that the phones were out up the Gunflint Trail.
Falk credited trail firefighters with keeping emergency communications available on the Gunflint.
Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department, they're very gracious and very, very helpful, and so they went to hall number one, and then so people were directed to call the hall number one. But they've actually got a cell booster in their fire hall so they could call out with a cell phone if needed, also, and that still worked, of course.
Without the volunteer fire department assistance, Falk said he would have had to detail a deputy up the trail. He added the volunteers put in as much as 60 hours of assistance. The Cook County Highway Department announced this morning that reconstruction on the section of County State Aid Highway 8 from 1/2 mile south of CASA 18 to the Airport Road began this week. KGM contractors will begin by clearing and grubbing the area and replacing culverts. On Monday, July 11, KGM plans to start milling off the existing blacktop, with grading operations tentatively scheduled to begin on Wednesday, the 13th of July. Work is expected to continue through mid-October. A construction speed limit of 35 miles an hour is in effect for the project area, according to engineer David Betts. He also reminds motorists that fines double in construction work zones. The work constitutes phase one of a two-phase reconstruction plan for CASA 8. The second phase, which runs from the Airport Road to Ball Club Road, is tentatively slated for 2012. House District 6A Representative David Dill has been hearing from opponents of the proposed new community center project. Dill and Senator Tom Bach helped write the enabling legislative language, which allowed the county to levy a 1% local option sales tax. I spoke with Dill as he was driving to the state capitol for a budget meeting.
And the other reason I called in was to discuss the legislation for the sales tax and its use. I've just received so many calls that I wanted to go on the air and say that sales tax is pretty specific in what it can be used for. It names out things. But at the time we passed that sales tax, that's enabling legislation. It allows the county to decide within the parameters of law how to spend the money. It might be spent all on one project. It might be spent on many projects, all that have to fall in with the intended use, the intended language, or the language of the law. And so I've gotten all these calls saying that it's for a community center. Well, it is for a community center. It's for remodeling the old community center. It's for building a new community center. It's for building a new golf course, remodeling the old golf course, for just a multitude of things, for libraries. And so some people feel that it's being purported that it's only for one thing, and it isn't. We passed the law based on what the county board asked us to put in the law. And then it is the county board's decision and the county board's decision only within the scope of the statute on how to spend the money. That is, I think, a clarification. And, you know, Senator Bach and I had no knowledge of any specific project. It is only the language that the county proposed to us that we refined so that it meets the legislative requirements, and then we pass it. And again, any project that's funded within the scope of the statute is solely under the authority and decision-making power of the county board that is in charge of the county, elected, duly elected, at the time that the decision is made. And so we had no specific knowledge of any projects, but certainly we know of projects that have been funded and passed by the sales tax, and it's not any mystery of ones that might be funded in the future. But as far as a community center or improvements to a pool or improvements to Superior National or the library or any of those other projects, you know, we didn't have any specific knowledge of the mechanics, and therefore we're not particularly endorsing one or the other.
The Grand Marais Recreation Park is usually a busy place in summer, and this month even more so than ever. The reason is the government shutdown that has closed all of Minnesota's state parks. According to Rec Park Manager Dave Terstig, it's turning into a banner summer.
We are busy. The Grand Marais Campground is municipal. It's city-owned. We're wide open. We have been all weekend, and we've been full ever since the 1st. And we're getting every other call, state park people with a reservation in a week from now. They need to hedge their bet. They need to book with us. Generally, we can get them in for a couple days, but those that need a week or two is what's hard to fit. Our weekends are full. We've got Art Fair coming up this weekend. And as we look towards the end of the month, too, it's a very busy month. And we're as busy as we can be.
Terstig said it's good to be busy, but state park campers are having a hard time canceling their reservations.
Busy is good. It's a great problem to have. I just hate saying no to all the folks calling that need that week or two in July to get away. And it's really frustrating for them. They can't cancel their park reservation, apparently. Like, I haven't looked too close at this, but we get folks calling. I explain my cancellation policy. They're like, great. Then I say, you know what? You want to come here anyway. Just cancel with the state parks. Oh, I would if I could get someone on the phone.
Even though the rec park is jammed, there's always room for tenters.
I like to say we've always got room, especially for tenters. And that's a lot of the displaced state park folks are tenters. And we're somewhat known as an RV park. We've got 200 or so RV sites, but we do have a number of probably 60 or so tent sites that we generally have available.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.